Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Margaret McCall, you're listening to Business Life Works, the radio show produced by HealthyLife.net that guides you and coaches you on using the harmonic matching process to create a fulfilling life. And you can use this process in every aspect of your life, that is relationships, health, career, and finances. I'm very interested in the work of Brandi Gilmore and have brought her on as our guest today, because she's going to talk with us about healing your using your mind to heal your body. She has a new book that's just coming out, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. Brandi, are you with us?
Yes, I. Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to connect with you.
Yes. Let me give a short bio here. I'm having a little trouble with my voice, so hold on. Let me get a sip of something hot to help me out. Hold on. Hopefully we can just hum right through this, but I'm going to give a little bit of information. And then, Brandi, what I really want is for you to tell your story, and rather than me tell your story, you tell your story of how you've used your healing methods on yourself. So let me get started and then we'll move forward. We have a good amount of time today to delve into this topic and into your work. Brandi Gilmore is a researcher and mind-body healing expert who has been captivating audiences worldwide with her incredible ability to demonstrate radical healing using only the mind. Brandi's groundbreaking discoveries stem from her own debilitating injury, an accident. I will give you a chance to talk more about this in just a moment. Brandi has even shown visual proof of the power of the mind using medical thermal imaging. Due to these breakthrough results, Brandi's case studies have been published in a prestigious medical journal. And she has also delivered a mind-expanding TEDx talk and has been featured in several documentaries. Thank you, Brandi, for being on our show today. I'm very excited about your new book coming out. I would like to just start with you telling your story of, you know, the accident, how you recovered from this accident. I know it was a debilitating accident that confined you to a wheelchair for 5 years, and you are no longer confined to that wheelchair. So please tell us your story and how this accident shifted your whole life, and you're now able to help many others to heal their bodies.
Absolutely. You know, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm listening.
Great. You know, as you mentioned, I was wheelchair walker cane, which was literally, you never think that an injury or something like that's going to happen to you. And I, at the time, was doing network engineering and operations. And that was my life. You know, I loved what I did. And then I had this accident. I had both a car accident and a fall. And I fell just wrong, just right, however you want to say it. But basically, I ended up with a neurological disorder, spinal end fractures, just all kinds of things going on. And my doctors said that there was nothing they could do for me. And, you know, on a good day, I could get out with my wheelchair, walker, or cane. And on a bad day, I didn't get out of bed. It was, I was in so much pain, I didn't want to move or breathe, and that was my life for six plus years. And what happened is that, you know, when my doctor said there was nothing they could do, I started all the the normal thing, you know, like, okay, well, supplements and diet, and all of those things. And when that didn't work, I started doing things like meditation and positive thinking and theta state affirmations and chanting and everything. And that didn't work either. And so I was just trying to figure everything out. And then finally, my doctors got me into this medical study, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get my life back. Because I was just hoping and praying like somebody would invent some new cure and I could get better. And I thought, oh, my God, like, this is going to happen. I finally got to be part of this medical study. And so the doctors, the day comes for the medical study, and so they wheel me into the hospital and get me all set up for the procedure. And the doctor comes in and he says, you know, I'm sorry, Ms. Gilmore. He looks at me and he says, you know, I re-reviewed your chart and you can't be a part of this study. We don't expect you to get better.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, yeah. I had been thinking about what's that?
That was devastating, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. After I left the hospital, I thought, you know, what's the point? I don't even want to live. Like, I can't live the rest of my life like this. And so that's where I was just laying in bed, and just that's what I was thinking. Like, I don't want to live. I can't do this. There's no point. And then I had this thought or this voice come into my head that was like, well, what about the placebo? And I thought about it, because going into the study, there's a chance that, you know, it's a double-blind study. So there's some people who get the placebo, and I was thinking, please don't get the placebo. But now I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, there's got to be some reason why it works.
Right.
And so I started researching the placebo, and a long story short, what I started figuring out was that there's a way to actually get the body to heal itself, and it led me on this whole journey of energy and the mind and how it actually works. And it just, things that I discovered were just mind-blowing. For example, a lot of people think that energy is just a spiritual or metaphysical notion, but there's something called biophotons, which are, like, medical researchers have actually discovered that our body does emit energy, and the man who discovered it in the 1920s was nominated for the Nobel Prize 11 times.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's amazing.
Who was that?
Alexander Gerswich.
Okay.
He's a Russian medical scientist.
And
so he discovered that. So the problem with this energy is it was hard to test. So what's happened is then it got lost for a while because everybody was really, really excited because you can show cell proliferation, which is basically the body healing with it. And it's emanating from our cells. And
right.
So, and the way he did it was he used this experiment with onions, basically, and basically the cells started proliferating, started, you know, growing and dividing. So anyway, so long story short, what I began to figure out as I was going through all this research is a few things. One problem is this, is most of our medical research has been done on cadavers, which doesn't emit light energy, or has been done on studies that don't even measure light energy. So it's not even something that's been measured. Even though we know what's in the body, we know, like, there's certain diseases, for example, diabetes emits different energy than people with non-diabetes. Cancer emits different emissions than non-cancer cells.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yep. Makes sense to me.
So, but what's amazing is that our own thoughts and emotions shift this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I started doing is just simplifying it and looking at thoughts and emotions and looking at how I could use my thoughts and emotions to heal my body.
Right.
So the way I simplified it is like this. Is I said, okay, well, if we just look at emotions, if somebody feels embarrassment, they have a red face. If somebody feels anxiety, they can have a panic attack. And I started saying, okay, well, how much can emotions really affect the physical body? Well, to the point of death. I mean, somebody can have, like a senior can lose a spouse and die, or they can be bored to death or scared to death. I mean, there's a lot of emotional associations to death. And so basically, in a long story short, is I started looking at what specific emotions were affecting my body and started to transform those, and it healed my body. It's like that's the part that was missing. Is, you know, very simply we can see, you know, if somebody has a sexual thought, they can have a sexual physical response, or anxiety, it's a certain emotion. And so what I started to see was that there's specific emotions, and if I could just zero in on the specific emotional patterns and change those, my body healed itself.
Perfect. That makes sense to me. That makes a lot of sense.
So, right?
So that's what you started working on with yourself, correct?
That's exactly. And the interesting thing is, like, I've shown this under medical equipment since then, and it's like some people, they have a pattern of self-criticism. And they just do it daily, where they're doing it every day, and they have no idea it's connected to the health issue that they're experiencing. Or people have patterns of guilt, and then that's connected to the health issue. And they feel that way regularly,
right.
And they just don't realize it's connected to a health issue. You know, we know embarrassment is, we know anxiety is, but all these other emotions are doing stuff to our body, and we don't realize it.
Right. No, that makes sense. Sure. So,
yeah. So talk what, about...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I was just going to say, so what I do to help people even shift under medical equipment is I help them to identify the specific emotional patterns and change it. And you can literally see on the scan where somebody can... Let's say somebody has neck pain. An area of the neck is all red, and then I show them how to shift their thoughts and, like, identify the specific emotional patterns, and you'll see the scan turn from red to green as their pain goes away. It's
mm-hmm.
incredible.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. So you're teaching people to work with their mind to change their thoughts to get a different emotion.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you're guiding them in terms of negative emotions create pain or illness. And, I mean, are you giving them a list of emotions that they want to strive for? Or are you just saying you either feel good or you feel bad?
Actually, interestingly, what it is this. So the other thing I started to realize were a few things. One of the things that I had studied was multiple personality disorder. And what was fascinating about multiple personality disorder is a person can have different ailments when they're in different personalities. So one personality could have asthma all the time. Well,
mm-hmm.
another one doesn't, but it has back pain. And there's even like a study where there was a blind woman who was blind in some personalities, but not in others.
Yeah.
And so... Mm-hmm. What I started realizing is that there was a certain mindset. And another way to say it is like this, is that, you know, if we look at studies, we know that there are some people who can have PTSD who aren't necessarily experiencing physical problems. And there's other people who may have certain stresses. People, a CEO of a really large company may have a lot of stress, and yet they're not sick. And yet somebody else can have, you know, moderate amount of stress, but they're sick. And so what I started to realize is it's like a certain combination of emotions, if you will. So a way to describe it is that, you know, if somebody wants to make cake and they have flour, they can't make cake. But if they mix a couple ingredients, now they have cake, so to speak. And so obviously it is not cake,
mm-hmm.
but the combination is key. And so that's what I help people do. Is identify that there's certain mindset, there's a certain combination that when you mix it together, it creates the problem. So
yeah.
That's what I help people do.
That's great. That's great. So I think
it's incredible, the story that you're telling, that you, here you were in a wheelchair. So you had to shift your mind out of the traditional medical perspective, which is that this is where you are and this is where you're going to be, right? Rooted in the reality of traditional medicine, you had to try something different. You had to break through. And so talk about that. Did you just start working with yourself in terms of, okay, these are my patterns. These are my negative emotions that's keeping me in this wheelchair. And now I have to reframe this situation to create new thoughts that will give me different emotions. Did you kind of back into it in that way, Brandy?
You know, I wish I could say I was that smooth.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I would say I failed a lot. And from my failures, I had epiphanies. For example, I had been doing meditation in theta state and, you know, just working on keeping my body in a really, really deep state of relaxation because I had thought that would help to heal. And so I did that for a long time. I would spend the majority of my day doing that. I was in so much pain. I was on morphine at the same time and all of these things. So my goal was just also to just try to get out of pain. So I did this, but then there was this point where a friend of mine, her aunt, was in the process of dying from lung cancer. And I remember I had been, they took me over there so I could, you know, pay my respects to her before she passed. And she had been like in this deep state of, you know, before you pass, where she had just been in and out a lot, not conscious a lot. And she had been that way for like a month. And in my head, as I saw her, and she was just laying there in this deep state of, you know, just relaxed, you know, just this deep state of not fully in consciousness. And I thought, gosh, that's probably what I look like every day, because that's what I'm spending a lot of my days doing. And I thought, well, if that's so healing,
mm-hmm.
then why isn't she healing? And that, so it was like there was different epiphanies that came through at different times that said, I have to do things differently. And
so there were just different epiphanies that came through at different times to help me to realize that, okay, well, this doesn't work and this doesn't work. And I mean, to be honest, I had a physical accident and a physical injury. So I didn't really fully think that my mind could heal my body. But then when I started researching, you know, all of the data between MPD and even optimism, the fact that optimism can help speed up cell proliferation. And so there were just so many things that created, that were pivotal. And so I would say that's really how I figured it out, is trial and error. And,
right.
And determination.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would think so. So how long did it take you from the time you thought, let me try this, this has possibilities, and of course you tried, you said you failed, but again, failing is never really failing as long as we're learning from it and we're picking ourselves up and moving forward, right?
So how long did it take?
Go ahead.
I would say I'm a horrible example, but I mean, years. I was kind of, you know, when you're in that state of desperation, you try everything you possibly can at the same time. So simultaneously, it was trying a bunch of, you know, I don't know exactly, but basically, I mean, I was injured for about 6.5 years, and I probably started looking outside of the box maybe 8 months into my injury, and it was all over the place. And again, you know, when you're in that state, and I mean, when you don't sleep at night and you don't really care what happens the next day, and you're not sleeping and you're not eating, and you're in that state, time is such an interesting thing that you don't care about or know about.
Right.
And so, sure. I like to be impeccable with my words, and the truth of it is I don't know, but a better way to say it is this, is I've worked with people who are bedridden, and even, for example, one woman that I worked with who was bedridden for about, I think, between 6-7 years, somewhere in there. It took her to walk. It took her 9 months because she had also a lot of complications and different things like that. But it took her 9 months. But then after that, she ran her first mini marathon at 11 months and got her driver's license at 12 months. And so everybody's different. I've also had a woman that I worked with one time, and she was she had a tumor in her throat, and she was scheduled for surgery the next day, and she had just had an MRI, and the MRI again confirmed the tumor. So the tumor had been confirmed multiple times, and you could see it protruded from her throat. And her and I worked for 1 hour and 15 minutes, and she showed up the next day for surgery, and the ENT was like, I've never seen anything like this. I can't operate on something that's no longer there. So they canceled her surgery. So I see all kinds of incredible things. So I'm a bad example in time because I was trying to figure it all out.
Right. It just takes more time, and you're trying to build your confidence and your understanding, and there's a lot happening while you're, you know, breaking through. You're having a breakthrough, but so I understand what you're saying. We have to take a quick segment break, but we're going to be back in just a moment. We're speaking with Brandi Gilmore, the author of Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. Stay tuned.
Did you know that more than 54% of Americans fight with people close to them because of stress? That people with positive social relationships recover from illness faster? And that people who have a best friend at work are 7 times more likely to be engaged in their jobs? The Relationship Code teaches us to empower ourselves in all types of relationships with the new techniques and insights of the 4-step harmonic matching process. The harmonic process integrates psychology with universal principles to help people achieve their desires. In the Relationship Code, you'll learn to create positive, self-fulfilling prophecies, communicate effectively, enhance relationships on the job, overcome everyday and long-term challenges, and develop extraordinary outcomes. Published by Career Press and available now, you can go to www.margaretmacraw.com or call 410-366-9111 to order the book. Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction. Would you like to transcend patterns in your life that inhibit you from attracting true love? Begin creating strong, fulfilling relationships that are long-lasting. Margaret McCraw's book, Tune Into Love, can give you a positive start and an exciting new process for attracting the loving partner you seek. Tune Into Love will also teach you 4 essential steps for focusing your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to create all of your desires. Learn how to sidestep the self-imposed roadblocks that hold you from fulfillment. In addition to attracting and creating a fulfilling relationship, Tune Into Love will show you how to attract better health, fulfilling careers, abundance of money, and harmony in all aspects of your life. Order your copy today at www.tuneintolove.com or call 877-366-9111 or visit the website tuneintolove.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Works. We are here today
having a wonderful, dynamic conversation with Brandi Gilmore, author of Master Your Mind and Energy, Heal Your Body. Brandi, before I get into more questions and answers, I know your website is BrandiGilmore.com, and Gilmore is spelled G-I-L-L-M-O-R-E. Is that the website you want to take our listeners to, or is there another website you have?
That is correct. Yes, that is the website.
Okay, wonderful. And then your book will be purchased wherever books are sold, I'm assuming, Amazon or major bookstores?
Yep, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the major bookstores, yes.
Sounds great. So when did all this happen, Brandi, your accident? Approximately when? What year? 2006?
2003.
Okay. Yeah. And when did you have your breakthrough and you were able to walk again?
So during my injury and all of that, I could walk very, very short distances. So it wasn't paralyzed. I was, like if I had a walker or a cane, I could walk very short distances. It was just very hard. And it was an extreme amount of pain. So that's why I would say wheelchair, walker, cane. It was a mess. But, it was a process, you know. The clarity that I have now with healing is, I felt like I was fumbling around in the dark looking for how to do it. So I would say that, I made progress, and then I would figure out there was some type of setback. So I had to understand that was, you know, the multiple different emotions and understanding the mindset and all of that. So, you know, I'm a bad example because I was figuring it out all at the same time. But,
I think that's a good example, though. I want to reframe that a minute because I think all of us who are moving things forward and we're, you know, individuals who do breakthroughs, it doesn't happen overnight, right?
I think the difference is, like, I feel like I was off track a lot of time, meaning I used to think that the placebo worked because of belief. And a lot of people think that it works to belief. So then I was thinking, okay, well, I have to believe I'm already healed. And so I tried forcing myself to believe I'm already healed. Like, I was convincing myself, oh, I'm already healed, and doing affirmations and chanting. And I was probably doing that for maybe 2 years longer with everything that I had, so much so that I started having, like, multiple realities where there's part of my brain who believed I was healed, and yet I was in extreme pain. Then I came across something called the open-label placebo, which is where both the doctor and the patient both know that it's a fake pill and it still works. And at that point, I was like, why am I trying to convince myself I'm already healed when an open label placebo still works also? So it was doing a lot of, I fell into a lot of misconceptions about healing that I feel like were off track and took a lot of time. That's why I say I was a bad example. But I think we all do. Go ahead.
Yeah. These are really good points, you know, because I think when we try to force a belief on ourselves, we just can't do that. It actually reinforces what we don't want to reinforce. So if somebody says every day an affirmation of, I've lost 100 pounds, or I weigh 100 pounds instead of 200 pounds, well, while they're trying to impose that belief in their mind, they're actually emphasizing the opposite. And so we're reinforcing the opposite while we're trying to affirm something positive. So I get what you're saying, because that happens all the time.
I love that you get that. I love, absolutely. And you know, another one that I see people unfortunately do is they'll reinforce, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. So they're forcing their brain to believe they're happy, but they're not feeling, they're not actually really elevating the emotions to an intense level of happiness. And so instead it's like looking at a cat and say, dog, dog, dog. And it's like you're trying to link up something that isn't true and confusing to your mind instead of creating a real emotional shift in the subconscious mind that then is pivotal, you know? So I love that.
Right.
I love that you said that. Spot on.
Well, I work with vibration, and I have my own process for this. And it's totally what you've said resonates with me in terms of my own process for healing. But I do get it, because it is a step-by-step process. And, you know, I remember thinking, you know, I wanted to feel joy, but I couldn't relate to the word joy. I had happy moments, but joy to me was something you just had inside, you carried with you, that despite negative things happening or things happening that you didn't desire, you could still carry that joy with you. You could still carry that peace of mind with you. And I remember thinking, I can't say an affirmation of I feel joy, because it reminds me that I don't feel joy in the moment. So it was like I was affirming what I didn't want to affirm, and it was making me agitated and anxious and upset with myself. And so I think people who don't understand this, they read a book and they think, well, this is what you do. No, it is a step-by-step process. I remember thinking, well, what do I feel okay about in the moment? And so I had to step myself into, well, I feel okay about this. I feel okay about that. I feel okay about something else. And then from okay, something being okay, I had to step into, you know, I feel good about this. And then from good, I feel actually happy about something. I had to do a step-by-step-by-step process. Is that what you were doing with your healing work and shifting your thoughts so that your emotions aligned with thoughts that you really did believe or didn't believe or whatever?
Yeah, it was an emotional shift. Yeah, I did it a bit differently, but yeah, but it was creating an emotional shift. So what I do to get radical healing results, like even when I showed somebody how to release pain or whatnot really quickly, what I have people do is also, so it can be a step-by-step process. There's a lot of different pieces to it, but I would say one of the key things that I've done to get really fast results is that I help people to learn how to amplify the emotion and bring it in really strong, really fast. And the reason that I have them do it is because it helps shift the consciousness fast. So that's how I've been able to produce results like under medical equipment real fast. And a way to describe that is like this, is that let's say that, what's a way to put it? So I call it emotion-controlled consciousness. And basically, if somebody's feeling really, 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 really in love, what do they see? They see all of the loving and wonderful things in somebody. And if they're feeling a lot of anger and they're pissed off at somebody, their mind tries to automatically fault find. It sees all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so basically what I've had people do is create a radical shift to help shift their consciousness from that. Does that make sense?
It does. We have to take a quick segment break. Hold that thought, Brandy, because we're going to come back to it in just a moment, okay? We'll be back in just a moment. We're speaking with Brandy Gilmore, author of Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. Stay tuned.
Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Works. We're here today speaking with Brandi Gilmore, author of Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. Her website, let me give this to you, it's important because I know you're going to want to learn more about Brandi's work. BrandiGilmore.com, and that's spelled B-R-A-N-D-Y, Gilmore, G-I-L-L-M-O-R-E.com. And, Brandi, we were talking before the last segment had to end about emotion-controlled consciousness. This is a term you use in terms of healing. Do you want to give us a little summary in terms of what you explain, you know, explain emotion-controlled consciousness, because this is important for the healing process.
It is so important. Yes, absolutely. So what happens is when we're stuck in emotional patterns, so I mentioned, you know, if we feel a lot of love for somebody, we have those feelings, we just see all the good in them. But if we're angry at them or pissed off or hurt, we tend to fault find, and that's how our minds work automatically. And so what happens is that even if we have fear in life, we may not realize it, but we start seeing through a lens of fear or anger. And so to create a radical shift, I have people work on basically amplifying emotions that they want to feel and really letting go of the negative to create a radical shift. And what it does is it helps create a strong shift in consciousness also. So then your brain automatically also starts working for you. Because if not, if you're in a cycle of fear or anger or upset, it's like your brain is on autopilot. And so it's also, to really heal yourself, you've got to shift that autopilot feeling. So it's not a continuous struggle. And so to creating that shift has been key. And what I've found also, so I kind of have a process called reverse emotional processing, because what happens for a lot of people is when they start working on their emotions, they go back to the childhood first. And the problem is if the pattern has been going on since childhood, they don't shift that consciousness. So if somebody's been feeling unloved or critical of self since childhood, then they go and work on that emotion and they work on the negativity and they're still in the same consciousness. And so one way that I've been able to help people create radical results is saying, okay, what is the consciousness? How do we really want to feel? Let's amplify that and start getting that in really strong. And then let's release that old negative too. And it allows that a pivotal shift, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you work with people on healing, how long do you find it takes? Now that you've worked through a lot of the bugs in your own healing process,
you know, it really depends. I mean, one of the things that I'm most known for is I'll show people how to release pain under medical equipment, and I'll show them to do it even in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, where they've had chronic pain and they're releasing it. Now, this is the thing: is when I show somebody like that really quickly, I have had people who literally say, "Okay, that's it. I'm never going back into it again. Like, I've got this." And I have that all the time. And then, of course, I have people maybe that their trigger for the relationship or for the
emotional pattern is their child or something like that. And so then they get re-triggered and they go, okay, well, I've really got to process this. And so I would say, above all, it takes genuine change. And some people will do it really fast, and some people are a bit stubborn. I know I personally had a very stubborn part. And so it really depends on each person. Again, I've had, like the woman I mentioned earlier with the tumor, she healed herself in one session. Now, that was fast. And I've worked with others who've done it that fast. And then there's also people who take a long time. It just really depends. Genuine change above all is the key.
Okay. Now, when you were talking about the placebo effect, and I can't remember, it's called open label placebo,
yeah,
when everyone knows that you have the placebo and it's still, there's still an effect from the placebo, right? So how did you use this in your work and in your own healing? What did this concept bring to you? Was it just that belief is not everything, that you don't have to just have 100% belief in order to bring healing into your life? Or tell us how you this was woven into your healing process that you've created.
Such a great question. What it made me during my injury realize is that it wasn't the convincing of self. It was instead, when you believe something great is going to happen, like if you really believe you're going to get better, or you believe something wonderful is going to happen and you believe that, it creates an emotional shift. And so it made me realize that it wasn't the belief that needed, it was the emotional shift. And then since then, I've taken people who really didn't believe it was possible to heal or release pain. I love sticking. When I started showing people how to release pain, I would do this in front of, audiences. I've done it audiences all around, where I'll take volunteers from the audience who are experiencing pain and show them how to release it. And I'll take people who are very skeptical and show them how to release the pain when they don't believe it's possible. And so what it made me realize, as I was going through my injuries, it, of course, got me back on track with the emotions, which I didn't think could possibly heal us. and it made me see the importance of belief is the emotional part, not the convincing of self. So that was key. Now, something that I love that I haven't mentioned about this is what I love more than anything is that our bodies are giving us a gift. That, like, this awareness, when we have a health issue, it's like a GPS, like a check engine light on your car, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And, imagine if somebody has a pattern of criticism, self-criticism, for the rest of their life. And that's what their life looked like. And it's connected to a health issue. And then they know it's connected to a health issue, so then they change it. And they change it into self-confidence and self-love. And they genuinely change it to heal, and they spend the rest of their life feeling self-confidence and self-love. The amount of joy and love and who they become and the amount they flourish is completely different. And so I always feel like there's a gift in healing, that when we become consciously aware of these patterns that are affecting our health and then we change them, that's what creates the radical shift in our life. And so it becomes a gift.
Got it. So what if somebody is, they've had a pattern of child abuse and trauma in their childhood, which I think there are many people who can relate to that.
Go ahead.
Yes, many, many people. And so somebody is trying to heal their body from hypertension, just different medical issues. Maybe they've also, I'm thinking of a particular person where they fell, they have some problems with their leg now, they're going to have surgery, dealing with a lot of things regarding dealing with shame and opening up what happened to them, what occurred. I want to come back. We have to take a segment break, but I want to come back to this and just say, okay, how would you approach helping that person heal? So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to our last 8-minute segment, So we have a lot to pack in. So stay tuned. We're talking with Brandi Gilmore today about her work and her book, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. Be back in a moment.
Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Would you like to transcend patterns in your life that inhibit you from attracting true love? Begin creating strong, fulfilling relationships that are long-lasting. Margaret McCraw's book, Tune Into Love, can give you a positive start and an exciting new process for attracting the loving partner you seek. Tune Into Love will also teach you four essential steps for focusing your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to create all of your desires. Learn how to sidestep the self-imposed roadblocks that hold you from fulfillment. In addition to attracting and creating a fulfilling relationship, Tune Into Love will show you how to attract better health, fulfilling careers, abundance of money, and harmony in all aspects of your life. Order your copy today at www.tuneintolove.com or call 877-366-9111 or visit the website TuneIntoLove.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw. You're listening to Business Life Works, and we're speaking with Brandi Gilmore. Brandi, I had just asked you a question before we had to take a segment break, and I'm anxious to hear what you have to say, not anxious, but looking forward to hearing what you have to say about how you would tell somebody, how you would guide somebody, coach somebody to move forward in their healing journey when they've come to you and they've told you, hey, I've been on blood pressure medicine, I've got all kinds of medical issues. This person I'm thinking of takes about 12 medications a day. Had a fall a year ago, had some surgery, it didn't work out. He had surgery again, it didn't work out. Now they want to do a third surgery on his leg. What would you say to that person to help them move forward with their healing?
You know, multiple things. First and foremost, if you look at one research study after another on post-surgical outcomes, so on people after surgery, it shows that there is a significant difference between people who are optimistic and people who have negative emotions of fear or anger or upset. And they heal. The healing outcomes, like
if somebody's got these negative emotions, they have a much higher chance of rehospitalization, of having complications, of the delayed healing, all of these things. And if they have feeling optimistic, then they have much faster recovery times, cell proliferation can increase, all of these things. There's been one study after another that shows that. And and so I would say, look at that awareness. And that's part of actually what I share in my book, is studies on exactly of understanding how all of these things, that how I came to the awareness of healing. And so another thing that you said was really also important, and you said, well, what about like child abuse? And when we stop and look at it for a moment, I mean, child abuse has been linked to specific ailments. For example, lupus. People who have suffered from abuse have I think three times greater chance of people who have lupus. A lot of them have had child abuse, and there's a strong link between victim feelings and unfortunately child abuse, all of those things. Now, something that we want to keep in mind is while we can have absolute compassion, when we stop and look at it, it's so unfortunate, because a lot of times patterns of re-victimization can happen. And we can see this in a couple ways. You know, if we look at Freud's work with repetition compulsion, or there's reenactments, and what happens is our patterns breed more of the same. So said another way, if we look at, unfortunately, a woman with an abusive father, she can leave him and have the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, et cetera, et cetera. And this isn't just shown in psychology. There's actually, I've looked at police studies and on different types of crimes and whatnot, and you'll see people with the highest amount of child abuse also then tend to experience not only more sickness, but tend to experience a lot more abuse even in their adult life, because these patterns continue. And so what I would say to somebody is, I would say, you have absolute compassion, that I get it, that we all have our things, and that's, it's a hard pattern. And I would also say that the most important thing is your future and your life and who you become and the love and joy and health and happiness you experience. And so you really got to heal yourself from it and create a radical shift, like to let it go, to let the patterns go, so the patterns don't continue to repeat. Because, you know, as unfortunate as it is, I didn't create the human body or how it works, but we can see in psychology how much these patterns just continue to repeat. So that's what I would say is creating that transformation more than ever. Creating that, what was that word you used? Transformation. Really genuinely healing.
Right. I love the studies you gave us regarding optimism and pessimism. Martin Seligman, I'm sure you're probably familiar with his work. He's done a lot of research in that area, former past president of the American Psychological Association. He wrote the book Learned Optimism, and then books for children, to teach children to be optimistic. And it is pretty incredible. So I'm thinking of this person who's going into his third surgery in a few weeks, and what he might do to, you know, make a difference. And I think, again, focusing on being optimistic, as you were saying, might be one of the key things. And then I would give them your website, because you have some wonderful website videos and different things on there. You want to talk a little bit about what you have for people that they can use? And I think some's free and some might be paid, where they would pay for some of the trainings and services, of course, that you've designed and developed. So tell us about what's on your website.
Absolutely. On my website, there is a free training, and there's also a podcast that's free, where I show people how to release their own pain on the podcast. So I'll take live volunteers and coach them to use their own mind to release pain and all kinds of things. I mean, there's a woman who brought back her eyesight, but it's fun. So there's that, because I like to show people, hey, we can do this. And by the way, there's also a video called Live Healing on my website, where I do this under medical equipment, so you can see it with your own eyes, where I'm working with somebody under thermal medical equipment. And you can see the scan change just from working with her mind. And then, of course, there are courses for healing where where you can actually deep dive and really understand the complexities of the mind and how to make those radical changes.
Okay. You said there was the video with the thermal energy. What was that called?
It's under medical thermal imaging is what the type of medical equipment is. But okay. It's on the website. It's called Live Healing, eLive Healing. And you'll see me. There's a doctor who's Dr. Hillary Smith, who runs a thermography center, who is scanning people and is scanning a woman. And as I'm working with her, and you can see as I'm working with her, just talking to her and helping her to shift her mind, you can see the scan change. And I make it look really easy because of the understandings I have about the mind. But it's incredible because you can see it right there. And I think the whole video is, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes or something like that.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. So, you know, we only have a couple minutes left, but are there any other things that you would like to share or tips or I'm going to share your work when I get off the phone with the person I have in mind and take him to your website and recommend that he review some. But is there any final tips as we wrap up? We've got, you know, just a few seconds left.
The biggest thing is just that we are all more amazing than we realize. And I never would have thought I could heal myself. I would have thought it was ridiculous. But we're just incredible, truly incredible beings. So that's it. Also, Margaret, I just want to thank you. You're beautiful and wonderful and brilliant and lovely. And it's just been such a pleasure to connect with you.
It's been a pleasure to connect with you as well, Brandy. Again, Brandy's book is called Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. Her website is brandygilmore.com. Thank you so much today for being on my show. Congratulations on all the good stuff you're doing. We need more people like you, Brandy. Appreciate you.
Likewise, Margaret. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Thank you.